So you have an actor you want to pitch me for some upcoming project?
Yes, sir, I do. Well, actually, it's Tom Cruise, so...
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Really? He's one of the biggest stars in the world.
Is Tom Cruise his real name? Maybe I know him by his real name.
I think his real name is Tom Mapother.
Oh, Tom Mapother.
You know who he is now?
No.
Yeah, I don't see why that would have worked.
Yeah, listen, I don't know who this guy is, but if you represent any other big-name actors, I'd love to cast, like, Frank Sinatra in something.
Or James Dean, or Elvis Presley. Do you guys represent Elvis Presley?
Literally.
All those people have been deceased for a long time.
Oh my god, since when?
Since between 20 and 60 years ago.
But I was watching James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause just last week. He can't be dead.
Just because you recently watched him in a movie doesn't mean he's currently alive. Do you know how movies work?
Apparently not. All right, tell me about this Tom Cruise guy, I guess. He's alive, right?
Yeah, he's alive.
So catch me up on his career. Who is this guy?
Well, his career really took off in 1983 when he started playing hot shots over and over again, but in different scenarios.
Hot shots?
Yeah, they'd kind of make him a hotshot and then plop him into different situations. Like he was a hotshot student athlete, he was a hotshot bartender, he was a hotshot driver, a hotshot sports agent.
Please stop saying hotshots.
And one of his most popular movies is called Top Gun.
Oh, what's that about?
Well, Tom Cruise plays this pilot, right?
Okay.
Who's a hotshot.
Ah, you said it again.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It has this volleyball scene where it seems like at any second they might just stop playing and make out.
Kind of a weird scene to include in a movie about pilots.
Kinda.
So what else has he done?
Well, he did a movie with Jack Nicholson called A Few Good Men.
Oh, I know Jack Nicholson.
Oh, you do?
Of course. May he rest in peace.
Pretty sure he's still alive.
Wow, I'm very bad at my job.
You sure are, sir.
Well, damn it.
Anyway, in the past couple of decades, he's really done a lot of action movies, and his whole thing is that he does his own stunts.
Oh. Why, though?
What do you mean?
I mean, we have lots of stunt doubles. Why put himself through that?
Because it's awesome.
Fair enough.
Yeah, for one of his movies, he trained himself to hold his breath underwater for 6 minutes.
Oh, was it like a 6-minute long take with no cuts?
No, there were cuts.
So why put himself through that?
Because it's awesome.
Fair enough again.
He also has these awesome fight scenes in pretty much every movie he does now.
Wouldn't those all start to feel repetitive and interchangeable?
Yeah, if a Tom Cruise movie was playing on TV, you probably wouldn't be able to figure out which one it is based on the fight scene.
Do they mix it up sometimes? Though?
Yeah, well, in this one movie, Oblivion, they had this awesome fight scene where he fights a clone of himself.
It must be hard to have one actor play two characters in the same scene.
Actually, it's super easy, barely an inconvenience.
And what about his personal life? Like, what's he like as a person?
Oh, he's real wacky.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, well, first of all, he's got the laugh of a crazy person.
Wow.
Yeah, like, if you were walking through an insane asylum and you heard his laugh coming out of one of the rooms, you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
And what about his love life?
Oh, well, he dates actresses very publicly, often ones that he's worked with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you ever star in a movie with Tom Cruise, chances are you're gonna date or marry him.
I'll keep that in mind if ever I take up acting.
So do you have any projects you think you'd be good for?
Nah.
What?
Yeah, he just doesn't sound like the kind of guy I'd like to cast right now.
Okay, well, I'm supposed to mention if you say no that he is a high-ranking Scientologist?
Oh my god, why didn't you say that before?
What, is something wrong?
As a Hollywood producer, I'm not supposed to deny anything to Scientologists. They run everything.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're nuts, man. They control things you couldn't possibly imagine.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Did my plant just catch on fire?
It did. Was that them?
Yeah, they're probably listening to us right now.
Maybe if you say something nice about Scientology, they'll calm down.
Scientology is tight.
And maybe cast him in something, I guess?
Actually, yeah, I have something he'd be great for.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and if the project goes the way I think it's gonna go, it could launch a whole cinematic universe.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. If you did, please give it a like, maybe subscribe to the channel. You could also share it on Facebook and Twitter. That would help us out a lot. And let me know in the comment section if there are actors or movies you'd like to see pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.